Armstrong Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go, y'all. Hour number three on this Wednesday edition. Little plug for tomorrow. Chris Landry will be with us, hour two. And that is LandryFootball.com. Also, Josh Newberg will check in from 24/7 Sports and also the podcast known as the Big Three Roll-Up. And I may add another one or two. Let's just hold it there, though, because I don't quite know what I'll do with tomorrow yet. We'll let the day develop a little bit before we get into all that. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King, and you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios, Wilco location. Yeah, we're like, the show's got a main hub, which is WNSR. That's where everything launches. And then we have kiosks, like show kiosks, all over the place. It just depends on where we're at. Today it's Wilco. Another Wilco location. My favorite location, which is the better known as Wilco location. Just absolutely love it. Yeah, Kevin called earlier. Bill, have you looked outside? It's a gorgeous day. I've not really looked outside. No. I'm all in on the show. When I'm all in on the show, I don't look outside unless we're having a big storm. Remember we got knocked out last, how many months ago was that? We got knocked out for a week. No, it was snow. That was snow. Snow and ice. That never happens. That's happened one time in a million years here on the show. And that's the first time I've had a week off, and God knows when. And it wasn't even planned. It was every day, another day where we just needed to be off. But anyways, we're back. Everything's all good. Talking to Brett Ciancia earlier, Pick Six Previews, he has been perusing all the leagues, and he just got through with the Big 12. Oklahoma's the favorite. But after that, he said, watch out. Iowa State's got a ton of folks back. Most of their starting lineup is back from a really good team a year ago. And he says, watch out. This could be the best TCU team since the 2014 team. And he said they may end up with Texas in the four slot. Sark's first year, I think a lot of people are picking them maybe number two behind Oklahoma, behind Boomer Sooner. But he's saying watch out. They could be as low as the four slot. And that means that's even with a team that might be pretty good. Now, they do have to replace the quarterback, which has been a problem at Texas, not the last few years, but replacing quarterbacks has been a problem there at Texas. Last, 10 years or so. Cosby Kattaman, welcome in.
Peanuts, daddy hats, 80% off, popcorn, the team of the destiny's headed back to Rocky Top. Hey, Bill, I tell you what, after the ball game, I was in a little bit of a Texas mood. You know, it's well chronicled, UVA killed Elvis.
Yeah.
And now we just saw Texas give us some friendly fire and kill Davy Crockett.
Revenge yeah, Texas Alamo, just killed with a musket Davy Crockett.
Yeah, I know. That's a fine how you do it, isn't it? Davy Crockett goes out there to save Texas from Santa Ana, and then the Longhorns would decide to go ahead and shoot Davy Crockett on me. What? But then I got to thinking, fun ride, Tony Vols, College World Series. We'll forget how it happened here in a year or two, a few months probably. So I broke into the old popcorn, turned on some George Strait, and just was in a Texas mood last night.
So you got the popcorn out.
I went about a third of a jar, and I feel great because that's good stuff, not even hungover.
It's so good and so lethal, you're not even hungover. That's how pure that is.
Just like breathing them at mountain air. drinking that Cosby stream water. Hopefully a deer didn't die upstream. Now, Bill, let's look at this for a second.
Yeah.
I was watching local news over here, Bill,
yeah.
And they had the dumb little news girls on, and they were talking about it and everything, and then they said, oh, but good news, Vol fans, it's 10 weeks to football season.
They actually said that.
Yeah, they said, good news, Vol fans, it's 10 weeks to football season.
What's that supposed to mean? Torture?
You can't make that stuff up. Probably just dumb women talking. You can't make that stuff up, can you?
Have they watched Tennessee football recently? What are they talking about?
Now, Bill, let's get into this for a second. So I heard a little bit of your LSU guest on there. So the Crawfish Etouffee folks are going to go in on Triple Crawfish.
Apparently they're trying to sway Mr. Tony Vols, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if he's got a brain in his head, he's calling his realtor down there and moving. I mean, you got everything right there. Notre Dame of college baseball, right?
Now tell me, you monitor the shows up there from time to time. What are they saying about this topic, Tony Vols leaving the state?
I heard one of the other callers talking about hubs. That's just state-run radio hubs and all that. But Bo Zolli over here has kind of been in there with Tony Vols, and he's kind of a phony, so you got to look at his stuff with a grain of salt. I think his usual peons, Danny the Plumber, runs a pretty tight ship, Bill, not a whole lot of leaks anymore. I don't think anybody knows. I wonder if Tony Vols even knows. I'll just tell you, though, Bill, what have I been talking about for the last week, 10 days? Here comes Sexton getting involved. You know what happens when Sexton gets involved, right? That cash register just keeps on ringing. So I'd say old Tony Vols. Did you see his post-game comments, Bill? The last question I asked him if he was going to be the Tennessee coach next year, he completely ducked it. And then he kind of had a political saying, kind of like a triple negative. I don't know nothing, don't know about being a Tennessee coach. I mean, it just was gobbledygook. And he totally ducked the question about being a Tennessee coach next year. He's a goner. If he's got a brain, he's a goner. $2 million to go down there? Can I go with him? Can I be his analyst or something?
Now, that's four times his salary about.
Yeah, I mean, what can I do? I played baseball. Can I go out there and drag the mound or something, run a gator down there for $50,000?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll run the beer kiosk at Alex Box.
I mean, think about it. All you beat a beer, hang out in the outfield, eat that Cajun food, ride around on a gator, Tony Vols, going Tony the Tiger on us. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah.
Common sense says you got the best stadium in the SEC coming. I said yesterday it was 5 miles from UT. That stadium that Boyd's building is probably about a mile and a half from UT. That's not an off-campus stadium. That stadium is on campus. You're going to have two baseball stadiums on campus. You park your boat, you see Ray right down there at Calhoun's on the river. It's probably a shorter walk to Boyd's new pro stadium than it would be to Tony Vols' stadium he wants.
So how far is that stadium away from, like, the your favorite place, the College Women's Hall of Fame?
Yeah, the ugliest building east of the Mississippi with the basketball on top.
Yeah.
About a softball throw. You could about hit it.
Man, I know that area well. Wow. They're having to clear out a whole bunch of real estate there.
Yeah, it's where the old KJ Stadium is, Bill. Right there, you know. You probably went to a ball game there. We had some great players come through there, by the way. Cecil Fielder, all kinds of great players. This is a football show. But I'm just telling you, Bill, it's going to be really interesting to see. But if common sense says you don't spend $35 million on your baseball program when your football program's in the toilet. How do these administrators, how does Danny White make seven figures and not know that?
Hey, at least he's got those leaks stopped.
Why would you build a baseball stadium when Neyland Stadium, the south side of Neyland Stadium, is about to fall into the Tennessee River? You see how much rust is on the backside of that stadium right now? Tell one of your kids, one of your 14 kids, to go over there, Bill, and FaceTime you from the backside of Neyland Stadium right now. It's a joke.
Neyland Stadium, did you ever get, as a Christmas gift, an erector set where you could build stuff? That's what Neyland Stadium looks like at times.
Yeah, they've been trying to throw bricks up, make it look like Florida State. You know, Florida State's got a good-looking stadium, all your Florida State callers. Tennessee's been trying to go that model, but they haven't gotten around to the backside of the stadium yet, and they're not going to get around to it if they're throwing $35 million of college baseball, which doesn't make a damn dime.
Somebody tweeted earlier that you are scheduled to meet Big Jim today about the money for all this.
Well, I mean, now Big Jim, Bill, $35 million to Big Jim, that's like 35 cents to you and me. I mean, if you really look at it that way, and you just throw out, you know, regular people, and you start talking about, you know, the upper 1.01% of America, you know, $35, they could solve this problem. But if you can do that, just call up Bezos. Let Bezos do it. Or Bezos is on a rocket going out to Pluto or somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah, he said he's going into outer space. He's going to Mars or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out, that's for sure. I bet Danny the Plumber, when he was coming up out of Orlando, probably didn't even know the words to Rocky Top yet. I bet he didn't think he'd be hiring a baseball coach not a year into the job. Maybe he'll hire his UCF baseball coach.
So you don't think Danny the Plumber, if you stop Danny the Plumber right now on the street and said, sing Rocky Top, start to finish, you don't think he could do it?
Probably couldn't. That'd be interesting to see him do it. Yeah, and not mess up the words. He's probably been burning up his burner phone over there to dude calling Daddy asking what to do. Daddy, how do I get out of this one? These hillbillies want me to spend $35 million on a baseball team.
Oh, man.
Hey, Bill, last thing, I'm out on the web door. This NIL thing, I don't want to bore the show with this, but I heard something pretty interesting. Is the NCAA officially declawed now? And what I'm meaning is, does that mean Bruce Pearl and Will Wade, strong-ass offer Will Wade, speaking LSU, does that mean all these people get to walk and the NCAA is just declawed and probably going to disintegrate?
I think they've been declawed and they keep getting more declawed. I think that's where we're at.
Well, here's where I'm going, and I'll leave it at this, but I heard something interesting from a Tennessee perspective. Does Tennessee wind up being the last team to go on probation for paying players when everybody's getting ready to pay players above the table? Can Tennessee get a skate on this too? If you're the NCAA, you're going to throw Tennessee on probation for paying players in McDonald's bags when everybody's going to start paying players on billboards and car lots and bourbon distilleries?
Yeah, maybe, very good point.
Maybe Hype will get lucky and skate too, right there with Will Wade and BP.
What about
80% off Daddy? Get your peanuts, 80% off Daddy hats, orange and white. 13.7 T-shirts, not selling all that hot. We got to get rid of Peabody. See you, Bill.
Yeah, does that mean Skolcan can come back? I mean, what did he do wrong? If everything's going to be legislated as legal, NCAA legal, what did Skolcan do wrong? All that they're saying Tennessee has done here, which Tennessee has admitted they've done, will be in some form or fashion legal in the future, in the really near future. Hey, Tony Vols. Danny the Plumber, if you stopped him right now, if you went to his office right now and said, sing Rocky Top, he would not be able to finish. He wouldn't know what you're talking about. We'll take a break here after that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still a mess over in the Mount Juliet area from that terrible crash that happened earlier this morning on I-40 westbound there at the Mount Juliet exit. That truck hit the bridge, and they're going to have to do all kinds of inspections throughout the day on that bridge. So just watch for the unusual over there today. 11 and Pike at Juarez Drive. That's a wreck over in Hermitage. It just happened. That may have some injuries because the fire department's dispatching that wreck. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music. You can always log on to princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing,
hey,
my friend?
Hey, Daryl.
One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cars would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, highs near 85. Tonight, mostly clear. 65 is the low. Thursday, sunshine, highs near 90. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows near 70. Friday, sunshine, highs near 90. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag FatSideUp, tweet to Bill at BillIsKing to enter the arena of ideas.
$30 for $30, Grant says that there's going to be a new $30 for $30 tomorrow. I'll send those over to Adam. It's a picture in this tweet. It's a picture of Dan Mullen in that Darth Vader outfit, too. Is that a hint? I don't know. But apparently there is a new one on its way tomorrow. There's about 8 or 9 of them. Adam, I don't know if you've located that folder yet, the 30 for 30 folder. It's somewhere in the... You seen them? Okay. Tell you what, Adam, do me a favor. Can you find them somewhere when... During this segment here, if you find them, let me know, and I want you to play one of them randomly. Just let me know if you find it. Shannon, what'd you say, Adam? Couple say, okay, just let me know. Shannon in South Bend says, Bill, I kind of agree with Jim on travel ball. Remind him, though, you can't hit dingers from Peanut Island or on the Intercoastal. Whether it be softball or hockey, watching my kids in travel sports, having a good time, achieving success is priceless. Adam, yeah, just play one randomly. This is Grant 30 for 30.
When you're going from Natty Light to Nickel 12 to Popcorn Bill, you know your college football Saturday's probably going in the wrong direction.
What if I told you there was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game?
And get rid of Bruce Pearl for having too many hot dogs on his grill.
What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents the Cattleman from Cosby.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
That is, Adam happened to pick maybe the best one. That might be, they're all pretty good. That might be the best one, though. There's about, Adam, I think there's about 8 of them. 7, 8, something like that. But he says there's a new one on the way. practice another one?
What if I told you there is an SEC coach that only recruited players with five-star hearts? What if I told you he had a $5 haircut? What if I told you that despite never winning anything, he considers himself a champion of life? ESPN 30 for 30 presents Butch Jonesen for Unemployment.
Butch Jones.
That's another one. Wow. It's been a couple of months at least. Maybe longer than that since we've played any of that. That's some good stuff from the archives now. Wow. Yeah, Grant did a heck of a job on those. He's been by some of our events too, Grant has. He's a big Georgia fan. Yeah, Grant's from Georgia. He lives up here. Lives in the borough now. Josh says, Bill, why don't you get on Biddle? Maybe he can get the linebacker transfer from Southern Cal right this time. He's talking about Henry to right? No, I mean, there was a prediction, but I think in the moment he was probably right. There was a time where it sounded like Henry T was going to end up at Ohio State because of the transfer rule and things were going slow with Alabama, etc. It didn't end up that way. Alabama got him, but nonetheless, it looked like. Karen, we were talking about people coming to the house to work. He said, Bill, my handyman came with a three-month-old baby one time. I just babysat. What are you supposed to do? Act like you're a baby hater? No, you did the right thing. Yeah, you did the right thing. Steven down in Baton Rouge. Bill Cosby Cattleman sounds like he woke up drinking the strong Mountain Dew this morning. Laugh out loud. Texas killed Davy Crockett last night. Yeah. That's kind of what they did. Steven says also, Bill, 30 for 30, a cattleman from Cosby, back up the popcorn truck. I'd watch every second. Ha ha, my goodness. Funniest sports radio this morning I've heard in a while. I'd forgotten how good that one was. Yeah, that one, when Adam just played it, it reminded me how good that one was. And Grant's just doing that, piecing that together at his house. I don't think he's got a bunch of fancy equipment. Jeff Chu. Bill, of all the SEC stadiums I've been to, I've never been more disappointed in any experience than I have with my visit to Neyland Stadium. I went there in 05, and it was a dump then. From the sound of Cosby's call, it doesn't sound like much has changed in the last 16 years. Neyland Stadium is two things, okay? If you're a Tennessee fan, other than the Cosby Cattleman, it's a shrine. It's a mecca. And remember now, this was mainly during the really hot Fulmer years. It was always proclaimed more people are going to these games than any other stadium. That would be Ohio State, Michigan. You name the stadium, more people are going to Neyland Stadium. And there was always this contest. And if you were a Tennessee fan, obviously that's the side of the argument you subscribe to. If you're not a Tennessee fan, you look at it as a giant, ugly erector set. Right? They have put lipstick on that thing for 100 years now. And they keep applying more lipstick to it. And apparently they need more lipstick to apply to it. Now, again, that would be any facility. There's always upkeep. I understand that. But Neyland Stadium, now, again, if two ways to look at this. If you're a Tennessee fan, you look at it. You look at a picture of it. And you look at the river flowing behind it, and in those pictures, inevitably, they make that river look like it's the Caribbean, and you can see 50 feet deep in it. If you've ever been to that river, it's murky and dirty and ugly as hell. It's not scenic at all. But if you're a Tennessee fan, you look at it, and it's a beautiful thing. If you're not a Tennessee fan and you look at it, it's not all that pretty. Depends on what side you're on. I never thought it was this gorgeous big hunk of metal that all Vol fans proclaim it is. Now, has it had some incredibly historic things happen? Absolutely. Some phenomenal. I've been in that place for games, and I thought the world was going to shake to death. It was so loud and so electric. I've been in there where it was pathetic. I've seen both. I've seen the highest of highs and some pathetic lows in there. But yeah, that facility, it depends on your angle. Tom up in Milwaukee. Bill, without all the drama, Tennessee would be Illinois. Yeah, but yeah, good point. Now, I'm not around Champaign all that much, but Tennessee is good for a lot of drama. That is true. Tennessee is the best school in America by far when it comes to walking in your own facility and pulling a grenade. Yeah, just blowing up your own place. Nobody does that better than the Vols. And they continue to seemingly want to do that. I mean, maybe not the last few months, but you know what I mean. It's just, it's wild. But they're trying, look, the first thing is they've got to secure Tony Vols. And I don't have any idea what's going to happen there. Like I said, either way, either outcome would not be a shock. Now here's another little warning for all of you or lesson. If you're watching social media, and Coach Marshall and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday. Kendall Rogers is probably the number one college baseball guru out there. And what is he? Is it called D1 or is it D1 baseball? Or I don't remember, but that's what he works for. And I've known Kendall. I haven't been in touch with him, but I've known him since probably 15 years ago. And that would be the Rivals Radio days. Matter of fact, that year we went out to Omaha. He was out there. He was with us. He never lived here. When he worked for Rivals, he lived in Texas. He's always, as far as I recall, he's always lived in Texas. And that's where he bases out of. But he is the number one college baseball guru, solely college baseball guy out there. He's really good. He has lots of sources. Anyways, there was a Kendall Rogers fake Twitter account. It's got like 16,000 followers. For a fake account, that's not bad. And it tweeted yesterday and had a few people bought into it right when the Tennessee-Texas game ended. Tony Vols agrees to six-year deal with LSU. And people were responding shortly thereafter. Some people caught on to it. Fake account. Not true. Now, I'm not saying he won't necessarily end up at LSU. I just am remarking that that was a fake account. That story in and of itself was wrong. It was fake. You got to be careful with that. If you've ever made that mistake, somebody will take a name, a person who's a scoop person, a person who's an info dude, right? And they'll just change a little bit of it, open up a fake account, and then post stories, and a lot of people will fall for it. So be careful. That would be, you see that during football searches all the time. And you see it during whatever kind of search. But in this case, it's a big baseball search. Because the number one school out there, historically, certainly modern history, when it comes to baseball, is LSU. And that job is wide freaking open right now. So be careful. I think everybody has made the mistake of retweeting one of those stories. Breaking news, this guy is going to that school people retweet the heck out of it. 5 minutes later, you realize probably shouldn't have done that. It was a big trick. So you got to be careful. We'll get Chris Landry. Chris Landry's at Baton Rouge. Now he's always in the baseball. Excuse me. He is always in the football mode, not the baseball mode. But he knows Chris knows LSU as well as anybody. Whether it's the politics, I don't mean political politics, but the school politics or sport politics or who's moving, who's coming, who's going. He knows that situation down there as well as anybody. And the timing is right because we'll have him on. Now, tomorrow with him, we'll do mainly football, but I will. If there's no new news regarding the LSU coach, then certainly that will be a topic that we will broach. Mr. Chris Landry, tomorrow on the Thursday edition. World Series of Vandy Boys in a do or die. Losing that game to NC State, and again, need to give NC State a ton of credit. 1-0 game, true freshman pitcher. Vandy had nothing for him. They didn't have much for Leiter either, except one home run. But that's all that mattered. 1-0 is still a W for NC State. I will repeat, NC State lost their first game of the postseason outside of the league postseason, 21-1 to Arkansas. Beat them the next two games. Eliminated them. And now, was that the, well, that was the Super Regional. I guess that wasn't their, was that the, no, that wasn't their first game. But nonetheless, so, you're alive until they tell you the ninth inning's done. Yeah, you're alive. So Vandy Boys and Stanford tonight. And Vandy Boys, and again, want to give NC State the credit. I just don't know if this team has the bats. Top to bottom. Now, and again, maybe not a good comparison, but you're going to win it all, you need J.J. Bleday. You're going to win it all, you need an Austin Martin, right? There's not two players. Vandy does not have two players on the team like those players, particularly their bats, to lead them. This team doesn't have that. They have some really good players, okay? Heck, they may win tonight. But their bats are going to have to awaken if they want to advance because tonight's do or die. You lose tonight, you're coming back to the 615. To Tim Corbin. Clay sent me a message. He says it's his understanding that Vanderbilt is going to give Corbs a raise and also some stadium money, upgrade money. Which, when Vanderbilt announced that $300 million campaign, which I usually don't believe anything they say, but I'm believing that one. I think that's real. Some of that money was for baseball. Now, most of it needs to go to football, etc., but Corbs gets some for stuff he needs. Because you always need stuff, right? No, they'll take care of Corbs. I'm not worried about that part of it. We'll get the break here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still a mess over here in the Mount Juliet area, all from that early morning crash that happened there on 40 westbound at the Mount Juliet Road overpass. And they're going to be out here for quite a while today, fooling with this wreck and also inspecting the bridge there that the truck hit. Still on the scene of this wreck out here, 24 eastbound at OHB, coming in from the Joelton area. That left lane is still blocked. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition, is perfect for the kids and the grandkids. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
And now, Veterans Construction and Repair is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by veteran-owned and operated Veterans Construction and Repair, serving Clarksville with quality and pride. For the very best in contracting, flooring, plumbing, call today at 615-457-4405. That's 615-457-4405. Veterans Construction and Repair, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. They're professionals who care.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues, nabbing his fourth win this season so far at Nashville Super Speedway over the weekend. Oh, man. Up next, it's a doubleheader for the NASCAR Cup Series at Pocono. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap every single weekday right here.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Spent a lot of time last several weeks on the expansion of the playoffs. That conversation also name, image, likeness, the freebie transfer rule. I mean, we are changing rapidly, y'all. Now, just to remind you of these locations, and we've already mentioned many times here, the earliest you could get to your expanded playoff bracket would be 2023. That's the earliest. Doesn't mean it happens then. It wouldn't surprise me. End of the 12-year contract. Boy, is that not going fast. Is 2025. If you did end up sticking with that and staying with four teams until then and then implementing the expansion in 26. I don't think they'll do that, but we'll find out. I think they'll do it sooner than that. But this year, the championship game is in Indianapolis. Just in case you're wondering, if you are part of the chalk and you pretty much know your team's going to be part of the four, start searching out Indy for those dates if you're going to go. The next year, which would be the 2022 season, the championship game is in Los Angeles. Now, here's what's interesting. In 23, the earliest that you could have the expanded playoff, the championship game for a four-team playoff, which is the rule right now, is Houston. The question is, if they expanded to 12 as early as 23, which would be the earliest, would Houston maintain that, or would they have to rebid? Has anybody seen anything on that topic? Would Houston, no matter what, or would it be a situation where it's right of first refusal? Okay, you've got it, you bid it, you want it, but it's a 12-team playoff. The money's going way up. We're going to need triple the amount or whatever the number is. I'm not sure I've seen anything. I think maybe I've glimpsed over something that touched on that topic, but I'm not sure. Anybody seen anything on that? As I discuss this on the fly. Alan in Tampa, welcome in, sir.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, sir.
Listen, they can expand the playoffs to 50 teams. It's going to be the same four until something changes.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, you might get a playoff game just so you can get smoked by whoever. But it's not going to change anything. It's all about money. The more playoff games, the more money they generate. It's all about the money. It always is.
Yeah, I don't see Coastal Carolina, as good as they were, or Cincinnati a year ago, as good as they were, upsetting like Ohio State or Alabama or Clemson anywhere.
Of course not. Of course not. And UCF with their fake national championship, they're not going to upset Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State. It's not going to happen.
That's very true.
And their fake parade over at Disney with the mouse and their police cars on the university over there, UCF, says national champions on it.
I know. Wow.
The university police. Two things you got to have. If you got a boat, you got to put it in the marina. You got a pool, you got to have a pool guy.
I never had a pool guy. I probably should. Well, I had a fix-it guy every time the pump would go down, which would be – how often does a pool pump go down? About once every 2 years? Probably.
Yeah, we got Danny. Danny comes every Friday. I pay Danny. I thank Danny, and I like Danny because I ain't got to do it.
But does he do everything? Like, I used to have a guy, you know, every few years you got to buy a new pool pump. But sometimes he would just take it back to his shop. He'd rebuild it for me, and that would work for a couple of years. Does this guy do all that?
He cleans the pool, chlorine, cleans the filter. If something needs changing, he changes it out. I buy the pumps wholesale, so we need a pump. I got mine on Camwalks. I change it myself. It takes 20 minutes. I just pop the hoses off, pop it on the new one, wire it in, and I'm done. But he does whatever you want him to do, you know. You got to have a pool dude.
Right.
I'll tell you my tree story. I hired some Spanish gentlemen to come cut some trees in my house. They show up. First of all, the chainsaw wouldn't start. They had to loan them a chainsaw. Then their truck wouldn't start. They had to jump them off. They had two kids with them playing in the truck. One of them got out of the barbecue grill, started cooking, and God only knows what. And they wanted to borrow something else. I said, you know what y'all need to do? You need to pack up your bleep and get the hell out of here.
I've had that happen, too, where they come to your house and then they end up using your equipment. Yeah, I've been there.
You got a chainsaw? Yeah, can I use it? Well, I hired you to use your chainsaw. I didn't hire me to use my chainsaw, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I hired a guy with a hydro axe, which is on an excavator, and a hydro axe that he threw trees and cut a trail through the woods. He had a dog in his lap the whole day. Guy in the truck had his little dog, got in the excavator, dog sitting in his lap the whole day. Never got out.
Wow. Wow.
I think he liked his dog.
I hear you, man.
My brother's flying in from Birmingham tomorrow, so we'll be at the Sandbar Friday and Saturday. I'll send you some pics.
Yeah, send some, man.
We'll be there, buddy. We're thinking about you down here on the beautiful water.
Appreciate it, bud.
Have a good one, man. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, if you don't follow Allen from Tampa, you need to. Beautiful pictures from the Sandbar down there in Tampa, St. Pete. Just absolutely gorgeous. Anyways, we'll get the break here coming up shortly. As we continue on again tomorrow, Chris Landry will be with us, Josh Newberg, and maybe I had somebody else. I'm not sure. Not sure yet. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still a mess over here in the Mount Juliet area, all from that early morning crash that happened there on 40 westbound at the Mount Juliet Road overpass. And they're going to be out here for quite a while today, fooling with this wreck and also inspecting the bridge there that the truck hit. Still on the scene of this wreck out here, 24 eastbound at OHB, coming in from the Joelton area. That left lane is still blocked. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition, is perfect for the kids and the grandkids. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
With an impressive roster of explosive young superstars and the reigning MVP, the Atlanta Braves are showing the East what they're made of.
1-1 on the way. He connects it. It's a high fly ball to deep right field. Way back towards the seats. And this ball is gone!
Tonight, Freddie Freeman and your Atlanta Braves wrap up their trip to New York as they look for a big division win against the New York Mets at Citi Field.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:55 on your home for the Atlanta Braves. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, highs near 85. Tonight, mostly clear. 65 is the low. Thursday, sunshine, highs near 90. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows near 70. Friday, sunshine, highs near 90. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Just looking, I just flipped on Bloomberg. I've not had this on all morning, and we're a little choppy this morning. No decisions have been made. No clear direction, at least in the moment. S&P up slightly. VIX down a little bit, which is certainly, if you're on the bullish side, good. Dow slightly down, but again, no clear direction, at least in the moment. We'll see how the day develops. I've been telling you, not just get the common stock. I'd get you some Wish, W-I-S-H. You know, and again, always average in. You know, start small. If it goes down a little bit, you can average in. And be disciplined now. Be disciplined and get some AHT too. AHT actually is connected to the everything reopening, hotels. Busy. Omni getting real busy. Omni looking like the Omni we love. Absolutely. But, yeah, AHT is, you can look it up, do a little research on it. But it is associated with that. Just kind of average in and see how you're doing. I haven't looked individually this morning. at any of the stocks, so I couldn't tell you what's happening there. But if you're looking for a couple, I've already had a few people tell me they got in Wish a week or so ago and they've made a little money on it. Just be patient. I think that one, Wish, now last time I looked, it was around $13.50. Don't hold me to that because that was yesterday. I think that's got a long way to go. Got to be patient with it, though. And again, I wouldn't get the options on it. I don't know how many of you even know how to deal with options, but Adam does, but I would get the common stock. If you want to be safer, just get you some of the common stock and sit back and enjoy the ride a little bit. It's tapered off a little bit, but it's going to run. And AHD, I really do think it's going to run at some point. It got up around 7. I had some options, what was it, about 2 weeks ago? And it got up around 7. It's around, I think it got under 5. I mean, it's, you got to remember, a dip, if you're confident in what you're doing, a dip is actually a gift. It may feel a little bad in the moment, but it's actually, if you're on the right side of this thing, it's actually a gift. Yeah, I was just looking. Somebody says, just bought, wow. Couple of hundred thousand shares. Is that right? Wow. Now, that's a different, that's on a national site. Anyways, yeah, the baseball continues. Can't wait for it. Adam, what time is the Vanderbilt-Stanford elimination game? What time is airtime on WNSR? I don't know what time, yeah, I don't know what time they're playing yet. I haven't looked at the schedule for anybody yet for the baseball, but I'm enjoying it regardless. Yeah, Tony Vols goes down. And kind of emotional. He's an emotional guy. And now we wait to see what the future yields with Tony Vols. That is a coaching carousel. I don't like it. We put carousel actually on the verboten list, so I don't like that term. I think I want to get on. I'll tell you who I want to get on tomorrow morning, if we can get him. And that's Dan Harrelson with USA Today. He's up there. He's on Rocky Top. He can tell us what's happening. He's a very level-headed reporter. Very steady, very level-headed, very pragmatic. And he just delivers it right to you. He doesn't get high or low on any of it. He just delivers it straight on to you. The facts only, please. He's pretty good at that. Yeah, he's really good at that. So maybe, no promises yet, but maybe that's who we target for another guest, along with Chris Landry and along with Josh Newberg tomorrow morning on the show. Nothing new. I don't know if you're going to get any more news about the expansion. I think you already have all the info you need. Until they fully approve this, and we're told that might be somewhere around September, but I can just tell you, consider it approved. That's the way I'm going about this. Consider it done. They're going to 12 teams. We don't know the exact year yet. That's a question mark. But whether or not they do it, I don't think it's a question mark. They're going to do it. Just book it, guarantee it. They're going to 12. Whether I like it or not, they're going there. And we're going to have to deal with it. Yeah, just consider it a done deal, and you'll be happier. I don't know if you'll be happier, but you'll be more inclined to know the truth. Grant, 30 for 30. Grant's got one coming, another one coming. He said, Vandy boys play Bill at 6. Okay, thanks. So that is the Vanderbilt tree game, Stanford. Loser has to go back to either Palo Alto or Nashville, depending on who incurs the loss there. Yeah, Vandy boys have used Rocker. They've used Leiter. In that first game, they had to go deep into their bullpen. This is going to be interesting to see if they can hang on here. Can't lose another game until you get to the championship series with the one loss they already have. We'll see what all the Vandy boys have in them. Right now, I do not trust their bats, top to bottom. That would be my biggest debate when talking about the Vandy boys. At Bill is King on Twitter. You can always find me there. You know how to find me. Yeah, you know how to find me. It's exactly what you need to do. Tomorrow, Landry. Tomorrow, Josh Newberg. And maybe Dan Harrelson, if I can get him. Also trying to get on Brian Driscoll. I tried him last week. He couldn't do it. He's also a Sports Illustrated. Covers the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. I know that makes all of you so happy. Lashbaugh.